Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goldsher dictating an endoscopy report on patient Juanita Jones, date birth 11/10/1959, date of procedure April 4, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goldsher. Dear referring physician is Dr. Jason Guara. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Comma, cold biopsy polypectomy. As well as colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is personal history of colon polyps, comma, colorectal cancer screening, comma, dysphagia, comma, heartburn, comma, abdominal pain. Description of procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding and infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesions, system malignancy, well explained to the patient, period, the patient is brought to the anesthesia suite, placed in the fetal position, city is for anesthesia services, monitor anesthesia care, period, while lubricating, and visit your gastrocolon is introduced into the esophagus, advance in the direct vision, second portion of the duodenum, period, careful examination made of the duodenum, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, period, retroflexia is obtained in the cardioperitoneal resection from the stomach, before withdrawal of the scope, period, the patient was then turned around in left lateral position, period, digital rectum exam is normal, period, a well-lubricated along the sodium colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal or ileocecal valve and complex of the Fultz, period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic fracture, transcolon, spinal fracture, descending colon, sigma colon, rectum, period, retroflexia is obtained in the rectum, period, Boston pop prep score is greater as a 7,2-3-2. Comma. Good prep period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, proximal mid esophagus overall appeared unremarkable. Comma biopsies were obtained to allow EOE or elephant planus. Next line, there was no evidence of zinc or diverticulum or any other diverticulum. Next line, at 35 centimeters from the bite block, there was evidence of two flat appearing irregularities. These were biopsied for histology and for further evaluation. Next line. Go back. Possible glycogenic acanthosis. Next line. The Z-line was mildly irregular at 40 centimeters from the pipe block, comma, prog C0 on 1.5, comma, biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants, and at the area of the islands. Per the Seattle protocol to evaluate for Barrett's esophagus and to rule out EOE. Next line, there was evidence of mild gastric erythema, comma, biopsies are obtained in the antrum body of histology. Next line, there was a diminutive D2 polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, the duodenal bulb appeared erythematous and nodular. Biopsies were obtained for further evaluation, comma, this appeared to be peptic duodenitis or with Brenner gland hyperplasia. Otherwise, unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Next line. A colonoscopy. Next line. Boston bowel prep score is graded as a 7,2-3-2, comma, good prep. Next line. There was an approximately 10 millimeter hepatic flexure sessile polyp with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was an approximately 5 millimeter appendiceal orifice sessile polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was an approximately 10 millimeter transverse colon, there were two, approximately 8 to 10 millimeter transverse colon sessile polyps with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive hepatic flexure polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter sigmoid colon sessile polyp with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were three, sorry, there was a diminutive sigmoid colon polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there were three other sigmoid colon sessile polyps approximately 10 millimeter, 8 to 10 millimeters in size. Remember the cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were two rectal diminutive polyps with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids. Noted on retroflexion, there were non-bleeding neckline. There was left sided diverticula. Diverticulosis coli. Neckline plan, follow up biopsy pathology. Neckline, recommend modified barium esophagram for further evaluation as the patient does note that fertifacia started after cervical fusion. If the above evaluation is non-diagnostic, neckline, due to the number of polyps, would recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year as well as genetic testing. Neckline, recommend increasing fiber and water in the diet, as well as fiber supplementation as needed. Neckline, patient is found to have Barrett's esophagus, will recommend PPI daily, comma, in the meantime, can trial famotidine daily for heartburn symptoms. Next line. Anti-reflux precautions were explained, comma, avoidance of NSAIDs were discussed. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.